We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Achlam Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting the Bayam Amud. We are trying to explain why you can't make Truma, be Makfis Truma, on Pesach when it's Chametz. So the first shot we had was Titin Loi V'Loi La'Oiroi. You can't be Makfis Truma that has to be burnt. It has to be burnt used as fuel because you can't eat it. Titin Loi has to eat it, not when he's using it for fuel. That's not called a nesina of truma if he has to use it for fuel. And we said it's only going for your Yosei Glili holes. It's takamut ba'ano because the other tanoim can't use it for anything. It could be tzachal at all. Also, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Omar Kroa different mekar that he can't be mafresh truma on Pesach because it's chametz. The pasuk says Omar Kroa Reishis Shishira mekar. Let's look at Reishis means it's like the first thing. It means the rest is for the Bailam. But if it's chametz, the Bailam can't use it either. It's not any more useful now when it was Tevel, also Mutta Bahano. So now that he took off Chuma, what did the Bayam gain from it? So it's Mutta Bahano before, it's Mutta Bahano afterwards. He didn't gain anything, so therefore it's not called Shirei Nekarim. So we have two Pshatim in how do we know that it can't be Mafrish Chuma on Pesach, either Titan Level or the Oiroi, or from the Pasuk of Rashis Shirei Nekarim. So now the Gemara is going to a Shtikal Sugya of Tumma v'Taira, Kibetza Tumma, and the reason why Gemara brings it in is because it's a reference to a Gemara we learned yesterday about Chumas Tutim v'Anovim. So the Gemara, Yosef Acha bar Rav Avyo, commander of Chistav, Yosef v'Amav Shrei Yechna, he said a member from Rav Yechna, he says, Anovim shenitmu, you have grapes that are tummy. The halacha is, Darcham pachos pachos mikabeya. Now, as a little bit of Akdama, the halacha is that in order for a peri to give tumah to something else, any food to give tumah to something else, it has to be at least kebeya. Temekabel tumah is machokis rishonim, but let's say we'll go right now that temekabel tumah it's enough of temekabel tumah even a kolshu. But to give off tumah has to be a kebeya. For example, a grape that's less than a kebeya, kemekabel tumah, kemkom tumah, but to give over tumah, it has to be at least a kebeya. There is one side, even to the Mekabal Tumah has to be Kebeya. We're not going to go with that side right now. We'll go with the side is that the Mekabal Tumah even a Kalshu. The give over Tumah has to be Kebeya. So now you have these Anovim that are Tumah, and you want to squeeze out the wine from it. This Mandiyama holds, the water, the liquid in the grape is not part of the grape. So it means if the grape becomes Tumah, liquid doesn't become Tumah because it's not the part of it. And it let it be a mashkin, and it becomes tummy. It's not a mashkin either. It's not only it's not an oichel, it's not a mashkin either. When it comes out, it becomes a mashkin. When it's in there, it's like no man's land. It's not part of the peri, and it's not a mashkin either, until it comes out. So anovim shenitmu, darchon pachas pachas kebeya. You take grapes smaller than kebeya, and you crush it. Now, when the liquid comes out, it's to get tummy from that oven. No, it won't get, because anovim are not kebeya. It's not going to make the grape, not going to make the wine tummy. The wine will be tar, even for the base of mikdash. The yayin is kosher nesachim. The yayin is kosher for nesachim to pour in the mizbeach. Amo, kusav a mashkin mifka pakin. You see, he holds that mashkin in a peri is like it's sitting in a kli. It's not part of the oichel. It's sitting inside a packet here. So leim is coming time. When is it coming time? Lechisachelu, when it comes out. Lechisachelu who less a shir. It comes out. There is no shir. There's no shir of kebeya of anovim to make it tamei. If that's true, so why do the anovim have to be less than a beya? Even if it's exactly a kebeya, it's enough also. And I'll show you from that in a Mishnah. A tomei mace who is squeezing zeisim anovim, and he touched some of the zeisim anovim, then he didn't touch any mashke, but he touched some zeisim anovim, and the zeisim anovim were tomei now. So kebeitza mechavenes, if he's only crushing exactly kebeya, tahirim, the liquid is tar. The only liquid is tar. Why? Because once you squeeze it out, it got smaller than a kebeya. If it got smaller than a kebeya, it will not make the liquid tar. Now, if you're going to ask me...
Why should the liquid be counted in order to make it into
kebeya? Oh, very good question. So Rashi asked that l'chara, if it's not part of it, so then why is it making kebeya? So Rashi says we have a precedent that it could be called a shir kebeya for that. Where do you have that precedent? It says in the Gemara in Menachos that if you have like something that needs a kazayis, but it didn't have it, it was that on the rain and it got bigger, the halach is that's called a shir kazayis. If you squeeze out that rainwater, you wouldn't be chayiv in it. It wouldn't be chaylev, it wouldn't be nice, it wouldn't be pickle. But still, since it made it bigger, it's called now a shir kebeya. Here also, even though it's not really much part of it, but it gives it the shir. Balkapana, what do you see from here? It says, Tahirim is shogh v'ezman avim kebeitza mechaven exactly a beitza. Tahirim, why? Because when you squeeze it out, it's less, and it won't make the juice tame, because it's less than a kebeya then. So the Gemara answers like this. You're right. You don't need less than a kebeya. Kebeya is enough. But we're worried. Here, you're coming to ask the shayla. When a guy asks the shayla, tell him, do less than a kebeya. Because if it's exactly a kebeya, he's going to make some kind of mistake. Do a little more. So that's the pshat. Hasam, the Eved. There is where he did it already. Here, when he's asking you, we're worried. A little more, tell him, do less than a kebeya. Like upon what comes after Rabbi Yochanan, and it really sounds like a first from Mishnah, that Mashkin is mifka pocket, and therefore it doesn't become tummy. It only becomes tummy when it comes out. When it comes out, you don't have a shir kebeya. That's what comes out. Amlo Rav Chista, man tzayis luchav l'Rav Yechanan. Rabbah, who's going to listen to you? And to, because Rav Chista, Rav Acha said over Shem Rav Chista, Shem Rav Yechanan. No, he said over, not Rav Chista, Rav Acha, Rav Yir, said over Shem Rav Yechanan. So Rav Chista says, well, who's going to listen to you and to your rabbeim? When the became tame, of course the mashkim became tame. Who's never listened to you say it's mifka pocket? I see Rav Chista holds mashkim mivla bli. He holds the mashkim is mivla as part of the peri, and since it's part of the grape, it became tame when the grape became tame. Once the oichel became tame, the mashkim became tame also. So he says, I don't believe in your shtickle Torah. Less than a kazai is not going to help you anything because it's already tummy. Once the grape is tummy, the wine is tummy because the grape is tummy. That's what he's tying it to you because it's mivla bli, it's not mifka pocket. I get to tell me it was a Mishnah also. Okay, you want to argue with Yechon, one thing. What about the Mishnah? I'm going to leave out the Tizra, you don't hold that mashkin, it's just like it's inside the peri, it's not mamish part of the peri. You don't hold like that. But it's a Mishnah. It says tummy mace. Shesach hazeis vanav and mechavenes. Kibbeh, exactly, Kibbeh is Tahirim. See, Yarmut Bishlam Mifka Pekidi, if you hold that the liquid inside is just sitting there like in a utensil, then Mishavachi Tahirim, that's why it's Tahirim, because it's not part of the peri. Eli Yarmut Bishlam Mifka Pekidi, if it's part of the peri, it became Tami already, am I Tahirim? So he's tanning to Rav Chista, you're arguing on my Rabbi Yechanan. It's a Mishnah. It's a, what do you want from what Rabbi Yechanan? I'm letting you know, the Mishnah, I could explain your Pshat. I'm letting you know, the Mishnah there is talking about Novim Shloi Hukhshiru. The Anavim were not Hukshalot Tumah. So when the Tummy Mace was touching the Anavim did not become Tummy yet. When does it become Hukshalot? When you squeeze it out. When you squeeze it out, it's less than a shear. So the Anavim can't be Kabbal Tumah then, because it's less than a shear. And therefore, it can't make the liquid Tummy. So in this case, it wasn't Hukshalot yet, so it was Hukshalot afterwards. Therefore, it never became Tummy until after it was less than a Kabeya. I can ask me, so Rashi learns like this, like the second pshat before, that something that's not a kebeya is not mekabel tumah. But we said there's another pshat, we were going with the other pshat, that even when it's less than a kebeya, it can mekabel tumah, it can't give over tumah. So why doesn't anavim become tameh when it's less? And if it becomes tameh, then the whatever liquid is left inside becomes tameh, and then the whole thing's tameh again, you're back to the same problem, that the wine's tameh. If we just said that it's mekabel tumah kolshu, it's what's behind the Gemara. So Tosis speaks about this, and Tosis says from Rav Yosef a mahalaf like this, that if you hold oichel less than a kebeya is mekabel tuma, but it's not mekabel hechsher when it's less than a kebeya. Can mekabel hechsher when it's less than a kebeya? That will agree. So here, since it wasn't hechsher, only can hechsher have less than a kebeya, therefore won't be mekabel tuma. So at the end of the day, we have really two pshatim in the Mishnah by Tosis Meis. Either pshat is Avada an oven with tame, but since the liquid was only considered like in the utensil, so the liquid did not become tame, and when it comes out, it's less the grape is less than a kebeya, so it can't make the wine tame. It's one pshat, so v'yechlim pshat. According to Rav Chista, the pshat is no, it's really part of it. So really, if you touch a grape, everything comes tame. If the grape wasn't hukshar tame, then it becomes hukshar until it got smaller than a kebeya. Since it's smaller than a kebeya, it can't become hukshar, or since it's smaller than a kebeya, it can't become tame, feed the other pshat in Rashi. Let's read it inside one time. Only Hakmas get him numbers. Hokshulu, there is Miskash, the Kisaklu, when you squeeze it out, Kisaklu, Batsashura. Delay Tamahaki, I'm approved to you that I'm right, that the liquid is part of the peri, and it's not just Mifka Paka, it's not just sitting inside the grape. Delay Tamahaki, Hodatanya, this is what Hosul came in for this line. Hodatanya, Unta Braisa on yesterday's blot. Holamaza Daima, they wanted to prove that there's such a case that someone eats Truma Temeya. He's still chayiv, even though it doesn't have any value. And the raya was tusim v'anavim, that there you can't use it as fuel because it's liquid. And still, if you eat it, you're chayiv. Halamaza doimel trumas tusim v'anavim, berries and grapes. Shenit mash ein la balaheta achila, you can't eat it. Balaheta asaka, and you can't burn it. So that, and still you're chayif eating it. Frank the Gemara, no, there is a use for tusim v'adav became tamei. You know how? I'll squeeze out the juice from it, less than a beya, and the juice is not tamei yet. So it must be, the juice is tamei. It's a raya to Rav Chista that it's mivla bli. He says, let's read inside. He's asking, you can squeeze it out, less than a kebeya, and therefore the anavim won't make the liquid tamei, and the liquid is not tamei yet. But so it must be like me that it did become tamei. Why? Because the mask is part of the peri. So that's a good tainel. It stands like a shmak araya that mashkin is considered mivla bli and not mifka pocket. Amarava, no. You know, you can't, the reason why you can't do that is because you have to keep it around, and you keep it around to squeeze it, and then use it to drink. We're scared, benkach benkach, while you're doing it, you're going to eat the tusim v'anavim. Amarava, gzera dilma asib etakala. If you save it in order to crush it, less than a kebeya, it's a slow process, you get hungry, a shmak, a grape, and a chapa grape. And you eat a grape, that's a big problem, chumat tamei. Therefore, to come to Akala, you can't do that. Omle Abaya, is this the thing of being chayshav takala? Mi chashin lo takala? Are we chayshav takalas? What time? Look at the brisa. Madlikim v'pas u'v'shemen shal truma shenitmas. The halacha is that you're allowed to save your bread and your oil of truma that became tamei. You're allowed to save it for fuel. So you see that if you save it, you don't do fuel in one day. You don't use all the pas and shemen one day. If you keep it around, you'd come to eat it. Why aren't you worried about Takala? Amalei, he answers him that no, you know how you keep it around? Pas zargle ben eitzim, you throw the pas between the other firewood so it gets disgusting. And shaman also, shalchuma, the run of the klimaj, you put it into a kli that's disgusting, and therefore you won't come to eat it, won't be at the kala, because you put it in a place where everyone knows now that it's not usable. So that's why it's not a raya, you achay shalakala, this there you have an eitza. And the Gemara explains further, the gufa, madlikim a pas for shaman shalchuma shalitmas, says yilato, save the pas and shemen and use it for fuel. The bread and oil from chumah gav tami, they use it for fuel. Abaye Amar shel Chizkiya, Rava Amar the Beir of Yitzchak bar Marta Amar Avuna lo yishon will a pas. This heter is only by bread of chumah. Avachiti, if it's still wheat kernels of chumah, you should not keep it around for fuel. Why? Loi shavu yovel tekala, come to the kala. What's the reason? Because that doesn't get ruined. Even if you throw it between the firewood, it's still going to be good because wheat is very resilient. It's not like a piece of bread. You put a piece of bread in the firewood, it'll be become ich. So the Gemara, so you can't use chiter. Ich no, afilu chiter. Also chiter can use. If my necho is dumb, it's also the kala. Maybe you'll come to Adakala. And we're answering the Ravashi, Bishikusa Omisusa. What you do is, after it comes tamei, you cook it up, and it gets soft, and then you throw up in the Eitzim. So then, if the soft wheat hits the Eitzim, it becomes disgusting and not usable. What does Rav Huna hold? Rav Huna here said that we are worried about the Kala of Achitim. They're talking about the same case, presumably. Rechon is saying, you cooked it up. So Rashi says, Rav Huna, second line of Rashi, Rav Huna chayis duma achulu mekamish gavayla, eat it before you cook it up, or while you're cooking it, therefore he holds that still at the kala by chitim. A bread is much easier, you just throw it, and it's and finish, it's gone. So the Gemara says that Rav Ashi said somewhere, where did Rav Ashi say it's the soy? They cook it up, and you make it disgusting. Where did he say this? Aha, don't worry about Rav Ashi, Rav Yitzchak, Abashol gavos veis Rabbi Hoya. Abishol was the kneader. He made the dough. He worked in the kitchen in Rebbe's house. When he wanted to cook up water or anything for his dough, he used chitin shal tshuma temeya for fuel. Lo shbam isa b'tahara. Even though Rebbe ate bread b'tahara, he still used chitin shal tshuma temeya, and he wasn't worried that the chitin shal tshuma temeya will touch the isa. Why not? Because since he made it to firewood, it loses shem oichel and it's not tamei anymore. Then he wasn't worried about touching it, but he used it. And according to Rashi, even though Rebbe wasn't a kohen, he bought it from the kohen, and Yisrael is allowed to use. We have enough from tshuma temeya. Tosfos argues, holds Yisrael cannot have enough from tshuma temeya because he says make a drasha, just like tshuma tahira is only for kohen, tshuma temeya is also only for kohen. But the chokes Rashi and Tosfos pashtus, if Yisrael could use the tshuma temeya for fuel, could he have enough from it? Or the Mechazin says that Rashi also agrees to Tosfos, but here since you mevatel b'taras oichel, that's why you can use it. Balkaponim, there's a problem here. How could Rebbe use chitim shel truma tameya as fuel, why don't you worry? You might eat it. And it's a takala. And my neches do most of the takala. On that, Rav Ashi said, and Rav Ashi v'shekusa misusa. What they did was they cooked up the chitim first. They threw it between the firewood, and it got ruined. And that's when I worried about the takala. And I worried about the takala. And then he used it lemaisa for fuel. And again, we said the kasha was that Rav Ashi says that the chiddush was here, even though it was tamei. We're worried to make his isa tahir, that tahir to make it tamei, because since they were vata tahir soichel, it's not tamei anymore. But when we see this eta shikusa mezusa, that's also why it won't be at the kala by chitim, and that's what comes out that we're saying why madlikim b'shem pas there of tumat tamei is no takala. Why? Because there you make it disgusting and therefore you won't come to eat it. But mashenkin by tusim v'remayim, if you keep it around tusim v'anovim, if you keep it around, it'll be at the kala. That's pshat why Rava says, even though it's not going to become, even though juice, you have a way to save the juice, but if you keep it around, it'll become today at the kala.